In the headlines, five people left homeless after a fire destroyed their St. Philip home. A university researcher believes an upsurge in gun violence is reaching crisis proportions. A government MP appeals to at-risk youth to take advantage of opportunities aimed at turning them away from a life of crime. And Antigua's government hoping for affordable airfares on the new Liat airline. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark, and this is the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Family of five is homeless after fire destroyed their home in Long Bay, St. Philip yesterday. A resident of the area told Starcom Network News one of the occupants, an elderly man in a wheelchair, was rescued from the building before it was consumed by flames late yesterday afternoon. St. John Station leading fire officer Sean Nurse told Starcom Network News that two fire tenders responded to the house fire.
We received a call at 16:20, and there are only one house involved. Five people resided in the home. There were three adults and two kids. The house was fully damaged, fully burnt by fire. We didn't determine the cause. The response was Station Officer McAllister and eight fire officers, one from St. John Station and one from Worthing Fire Station.
Leading fire officer Nurse cautioned homeowners to ensure appliances are turned off before leaving their homes.
Some of the main reasons is people leaving appliances unattended, leaving homes and leaving on the stoves. But all these things, overloaded circuit, all these things lead to fires. My advice is, you know, before you leave home, make sure you check all your plugs, make sure you check the appliances before you leave home.
St. John Station leading fire officer Sean Nurse. A university researcher believes the upsurge in gun violence in Barbados is reaching crisis proportions and requires an urgent response from the Barbados Police Service. Dr. Dwayne Devenish, a professor of management and organizational behavior at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus, is of the view that gang reprisals and the easy availability of firearms is helping to fuel the violence. He's very concerned.
This free flow and of an access to illicit firearms, especially in our at-risk communities. We have warring factions across various communities being evident. And this being coupled with this unrestricted, unregulated access to illicit firearms is a recipe for disaster. We know that guns are coming in from whatever sources, and we need to tackle that.
Dr. Devenish believes there needs to be strong response from the police, especially in key districts.
I believe that policing, the intensity of surveillance, and the involvement of law enforcement, especially in those at-risk areas in Barbados, those activities need to be ramped up. I think we're reaching kind of a crisis mode that needs to be addressed quite urgently. Because remember, that these reprisals are not just affecting the warring faction, they will be likely spill-offs affecting innocent bystanders. So effectively addressing gun violence requires then that multifaceted approach.
Dr. Dwayne Devenish, Professor of Management and Organizational Behavior at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus. Meantime, Member of Parliament for Christchurch West Central, Adrian Ford, is appealing to the at-risk youth to take advantage of the opportunities aimed at diverting them from crime. The Minister of the Environment notes some of the victims of the gun violence have been people from his constituency and were people he knew.
The persons that I see in the on the ground lifeline are young men who look like me and you, and equally those accused of the crimes. Look, the same aliens. These are not aliens from outer space that are doing harm. And I'm saying that these young men in Barbados, let us use the opportunities afforded by, to us by government, the private sector, and other entities working to build Barbados in a better way and in a meaningful way. So put down those weapons of destruction. Take up the tools from Parliament.
The Minister of the Environment and Member of Parliament for Christchurch West Central, Adrian Ford. Police Commissioner Richard Boyce is holding a news conference this morning at police headquarters during which he scheduled to speak on the recent spate of shootings and to provide reassurance to the public about measures to deal with it. A youth activist and self-proclaimed gang interventionist wants critics of government's National Peace Program to give the initiative a chance. The program is government's effort to reduce crime across the country. Chairman and Director of Drug Education and Counseling Services, Roger Husbands, says he has assessed the initiative and gave his approval. He believes the aspects aimed especially at parents are the most crucial.
It's something new. It now started, and Minister Kurilin has some great initiatives in place. I love the parenting program, and Barbados needs to give it a chance. You cannot fight this crime before the parents. This matter is a parenting issue. Has always been for years and years and years and years. When parents neglect a child, when parents go and run behind money opposed to taking care of children, parents will not get the children some help when they had the opportunity. All of these are stains and problems from bad parenting.
He believes the peace program can work and urges Barbadians to participate.
I'm saying to you, I've seen this program, I've evaluated this program, and I believe that the National Peace Program can work in Barbados, but Barbadians need to give it a chance, give it the opportunity to survive and partner with it. Get out to the meetings, get out to the community when they have projects and partner with it. And I don't think there's nothing else based upon my research. And I can tell you this for sure, Barbados, that when I did my research, majority of these youngsters who are committing acts of murder or violent acts in Barbados, it is a parenting problem.
Chairman and Director of Drug Education and Counseling Services, Roger Husbands. Government is urging Barbadians to take advantage of the waiver placed on essential items under its Community Resilience Program. During this year's budget, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley announced a waiver of value-added tax on the sale and installation of water tanks, septic tanks, electrical pumps and pressure tanks for residential properties for 2 years. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, made the appeal during the first of a series of post-cabinet press briefings aimed at preparing the country for this year's hurricane season.
As it relates directly to households, and I think you may recall that over the course of the last 2 years, we announced very clearly that we wanted to ensure that as it relates to independent generation of power, that we put in place a mechanism whereby households can have access to generators free of import duty as well as VAT. And that was extended by the Prime Minister in the budget earlier this year, in addition to a similar process with respect to obtaining portable water tanks and electric pumps and septic tanks in order to lower the cost with respect to households being prepared.
However, Minister Strachan said the ministry had been forced to make some adjustments as some have been exploiting the policy.
Now, in the last 2 years, and I just will give you some basic data, we've seen imported 3,406 generators onto the island. We don't manufacture generators in Barbados. But both ministers mentioned data, and therefore I just wish to reiterate that the policy intent is to allow as many households to have access to the generators with respect to free of duty as well as VAT. Now, what we've observed is that there are a number of anomalies, for lack of a better word, whereby some have taken advantage of the process, and thereby we've had to put a few measures in place to be able to ensure that households who legitimately want to have access to generators can continue to have the access under the policy that's been articulated.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan. Antigua and Barbuda government anticipates fares to travel on the LIAT 2020 across the Caribbean will be affordable and reasonable as the new airline gets ready to begin its operations. LIAT 2020 airline is being formed in partnership with Air Peace, a private Nigerian airline founded in 2013. Recapping the top story, 5 people have been left homeless after a fire destroyed their St. Philip home. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp ABME to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. Ronald Clark saying good morning.